over CEF, mobile.
Tail 4XX here.
Ken's not on yet either.
KN4TFW, just backing out of the driveway.
What are we going to do with it, Andrew?
And foremost, bad habits. Leaving a whole 3 minutes late.
Yeah, I hear you guys.
We don't have power and all this up, and I'm still on time.
Saturday.
Generator and getting everything opened up.
Yeah, I appreciate all the stuff you're doing there. That's awesome. Man, I saw that they got a EchoLink node up on the Mount Mitchell.
Honestly, I've been so focused on the 610 and what's going on there at the radio station that I need to do. I haven't got hardly any news. I can't even listen to the radio station.
EchoLink node for that one. And the one for 610 still down, I believe. I checked it yesterday or the day before.
And when I was walking the dog yesterday, and the net controller said that somebody had got a node up there. He called the call sign for it, but it was like Kilo Whiskey 4 something dash R.
I hate to admit it, especially my youngest. He's about to go stir crazy with that internet.
I'm the only one.
It's just an R day, right?
I said, well, you can do like normal kids, go outside and go play. That's what we did, because we didn't have that. He didn't want to hear none of that.
Your own entertainment. That's into trouble.
I got plenty of trouble for doing that. But, I mean, he'll do Legos for a little while, and then he kind of gets bored, and then it's on after that. Enjoying it. I see my kids a little more every day than I normally do instead of just supper time. My oldest has been out of his room. He hadn't been in there the whole time. My youngest comes out in the living room and plays Legos. So this has worked out pretty good for me.
To hear that some of them are actually getting back to what I call normal instead of the today's normal.
Stopped by when he was in the area the other day to see you. Yeah, Roger.
Ken, who? Joe, who?
Fearless leader.
I wish he wouldn't even come up here mumbling old.
All the operations with the no-fly zone.
When you get in a situation like this and watching our government actually work, it's pathetic.
I'm going to ask government for help. It's a mess.
If another hurricane hits, they're out of FEMA money. They used it all for the illegal immigrants. KN4TFW.
About that, Ken. I was just saying, it's frustrating to watch our government get in the way, even when you're not asking them for help. Just go back up there in your cushy office and get out of the way, and we'll take care of it. Pulled one of our volunteer food trailers earlier this week and made them go somewhere else.
The course that they had set up, they sent them out a different way or what?
I missed the first part of that, Andrew. You cut off there.
Task force that they set up that sends resources wherever and decide something like that?
Exactly who did it, but we had a food trailer that was volunteered because of the ham radio group at the church set up front, and they were doing a feeding, and somebody from the government come through and pulled them out and made them go somewhere else. Told them they couldn't stay there. They weren't doing enough good.
Well, that sounds about right.
The fact side of that story is once she got there, she wasn't even needed.
else telling somebody else that they needed something, and by the time you even get resources there, it's too late.
What about them trying to arrest the helicopter pilot?
No, I saw another one where, I don't know if it was some kind of article about a young kid that was trying to fly supplies in there, and they told him he had to leave or he'd be arrested. I didn't ever read the article, though.
You got it backwards. There was a father-son co-pilot. The father is ex-fire department, police. You know, he's got the certifications to be in there. And he was the pilot, and his son was the co-pilot. And this is a news article. Okay, it's not from Facebook. It was an actual news article. And they were in there rescuing, set up with Lake Lure emergency medical or emergency services. And they were doing everything. And then the second day when they went out, he found some people with an SOS wrote on a bank or something. I'm not 100% sure on that, remembering it, but he had to drop his son, his co-pilot, and because he couldn't land on the area, it wasn't stable enough. So he helped the lady in and took her back and was going to go back to get the husband and one at a time. And the fire chief come out and told him if he took off and went toward that direction again, he'd be arrested.
Wasn't that about the time that our fearless leader was flying around?
Before, that was Saturday and Sunday.
Lights back on, can't believe it.
Going through on Wade Hampton?
Headlights, nobody knows how to drive.
It's the last one to come on is this one at 29 and Highway 80. Yesterday I got up here and there was already a fender bender.
7-Eleven in the junkyard, isn't it?
Yeah, Roger.
Interest intersection on a good day.
Leave the cluster down there at the QT and 290 in Wade Hampton without that light running. Man, what a mess.
So went out another way.
Which is 6 above normal? The yearly.
Something about they ended the dock workers' strike. I didn't catch any details. Anybody know anything about it? KN4 TFW.
Nothing about it at all.
Neither. I don't know if it's over or not. Although you'd think it'd be a pretty big news article if it was.
Yeah. That would be a pretty big news article.
On the hill.
Season works that finally got power yesterday afternoon.
Excited to go back to work now, right?
It'd be Monday for her. I mean, you had to let the coolers get down to temp, and then you had to, you know, order new food and everything. I think they'd be doing good to open Saturday morning.
You have a business to reopen is the only thing I can say.
Be right about that. This is going to take out a lot of businesses.
It's not feeling good.
But a hurting on a lot of people.
Even if your business survived up there at Chimney Rock, you know, it's going to be 6 or 8 months before you even get a road back in there. If it's going to be that soon, I just can't see how you could make it.
Work on the major roads first, 26, 40, those kinds of roads, before they start working on those secondary and stuff like that. So all your help's going to be tied up doing that.
Said the 40 would be September of next year and 26 would be March of next year.
I consider how long it takes them to get anything done, but I don't know. It just seems like they got through with 40 and now it's back down. Well, gentlemen, I'm getting off my exit. I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all have a good one. Be safe and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Andrew, you have a great day and good to hear you this morning.
Have a good one. Have a good weekend, and we'll catch you back on Monday. KN4TFW. after the main intersection here in Lyman.
Doubled with you to start.
Yeah, I said there's one light still out, this one right here. After the main intersection in Lyman, there's one little light out.
It's on soon enough. We still don't have power here where I'm at. Ain't no telling how long it's going to be.
For all the stuff I've been seeing on the news, it's liable to be a while.
We're HCAT. Well, all I can say is it's a good thing I got this generator on the house.
On that, well, I got me one now, so I'll have to look into being able to hook it to the house and get some different stuff running.
Careful with the one you got, because letting them sit around with the gas ones, they tend to gum up and they don't work when you need them.
Another station in here. Hang on just a minute.
Another station. It's that bleed over from another repeater or something.
Yeah, I ran mine on propane so that it, you know, the gas wouldn't be sitting in it. I figured that had a lot less chance of fouling up.
Go ahead, this is KO4HKX, Patrick.
It's a dude, got up early this morning. I'm on my new radio.
Really good. Good to hear you on here this morning. This is our normal morning crew in here.
Don't know anybody, but, yeah, Dad, do you know Dale, K4RXI?
Yeah, that I do.
I think he hangs out elsewhere, Simplex or something, but he happened to listen and he heard me yesterday, and he said he didn't like me sounding like that, so he brought me a radio and said, here, take this. It's a 20-something hundred ICOM. It looks like pretty good radio.
For that, ICOM, that makes some really good stuff, so I'm sure it's a good radio. I think that's what Ken on the other gentleman's using.
ICOM 2370, I believe is what it is, KN4GFW.
2300H, whatever that is, but it's 100 times better than this little handheld I got.
Yeah.
We thought I'd say good morning, see how my new radio worked. I've got it hooked to a 3-amp power supply, and it's on medium power.
Give you a little more bigger power supply. I'm surprised that's running only a 3-amp.
5, but I did the numbers, you know, volts and amps, and it came out to 44, and this is supposed to be 25, so I'm pretty good for it. I can't do the 50. I think this will do 50, but I don't have another power supply that'll do that. But anyway, it's working good for now.
And dude, just so I can remember, I had so many people coming at me yesterday. Were you the one that brought the Dunkin' Donuts in?
You guys might want some donuts.
They all got 8. I'm just trying to associate a face with a person so I can remember who I'm talking to.
Yeah, you were going about 10 different directions being pulled on, so understandable, right?
You know, sometimes you're sitting in there and there's nothing going on, but then when it breaks loose, it breaks loose.
You're doing what you gotta do.
Go ahead and pick it up, Ken.
It's up on the interstate here. Hang on. KN4 TFW.
Vicky's got some clothes and things, or they can use that too, right?
Picking clothes at this point, just simply because of room. It may be, that'll come in a little bit later. Right now, everybody's just in relief mode, and then we'll go into sustain mode once we get to that point. It just hadn't happened yet.
that way I can tell them, because I think her and my daughters are putting clothes together right now. They wanted to make a run, so I'll tell them just get them together, but hold up.
Yeah, the only clothes we're really trying to get right now are baby clothes, because babies are just different. They need the extra care, and they can't be wearing dirty clothes. Their skin can't handle it.
Getting some baby clothes, too, so I'll get that to them. Just do the baby clothes.
Main needs are baby clothes, hygiene, personal care items, first aid kits, first aid supplies, Advil, ibuprofen, that kind of stuff. You know, we have some certain special needs, but we're putting those calls out specifically at the time they come in. So we've had a few calls for insulin, but we don't have a means to store it, so we don't want it to come to us and then nothing we can do with it and go bad. So we're trying to only get that as we need it.
A bunch of Advil and ibuprofen, those big bottles of stuff up there yesterday, they should be getting them.
I've got that stuff, and then as soon as it comes in, it goes out to our distribution site that we set up on into the area, affected areas, and we're pushing on forward. So we have, as of yesterday, we had two main distribution sites set up, north of Asheville and east of Asheville. So we're pushing out there, and then, you know, it goes further on in as we're doing it.
People at the top that got it the worst, that nobody was able to really get to, are they getting any of this to them?
It's best to get it in there, and as of right now, we're trying to work our way toward Burnsville and Spruce Pine, and we've got stuff going to Edneyville over toward Chimney Rock, because that's where 64 is closed off. I forgot about that one, so we have stuff going that way. To get to them, we've got stuff going to Girton. We sent trailer loads to Girton, which is over in the same area, but it's a little smaller community. So we're pushing it out as fast as it comes in. Don't you worry about that. It's getting where it needs to go.
What I'm concerned about is why we didn't want to do anything down here at the... You never know where it goes, you know, and they got paid employees, all this stuff.
And yesterday, other than the actual radio station, is strictly volunteer. That's why I like working with this group. I've been working with them for, I don't know, 20 plus years, and I've watched this grow and grow and grow and grow. And I've watched them serve so many people and help so many people around the world.
A good operation. When we went there yesterday, it was really set up nice. I really wasn't aware of it. They used to be, do they still call it REACT?
That I'm aware of.
Back in the 70s, they used to call it REACT, I think, but they're doing the same, I guess the same thing, but you're nothing like hams, you know it?
Well, this is the first time the ham part of it's come in with them. I usually just volunteer as, you know, like general labor and whatever. But this time, you know, the ham radio side of it come in, and they've been amazed at what we've been able to do.
Bill Frady on WRD, he's working on his ham license.
For that last time I heard him, he was doing that, but I haven't been able to listen to him since, over a week now, so I don't know what he's doing. I got a phone call from the Cherokee Amateur Radio Club, I can't remember their name, wanting to use us as an example. They're monitoring a 610, and they're using that as an example, and how ham radio, how important it is to the communities, and so it's getting some good publicity for ham radio operators right now. The Transylvania Times come in one day this week, and they interviewed us. So there's an article in the Transylvania Times about us, and there's been lots of publicity come out of it just for us right here in this area. But there's been lots of other stuff out in the other areas too, because Mount Mitchell's been really busy, and they've been interviewed up there and talked to, and so it. I think a lot more people are seeing it, and I can't tell you how many people this week come to me and ask me about what do I got to do to get my license, what do I got to do to get my license, and then just from there, and the church, there's lots of guys in there that are wanting to get their license now, and they want me to get them set up and show them how to do it. So it's a good opportunity to teach people and show them what we're capable of.
Also exposing a little bit of our government.
Roger that.
All right, I'm going to get out of here and get cleaned up. I've got some things to do this morning, but I'll get that to the girls about the baby clothes and get them to round up some more stuff. And we'll touch base with you sometime today. N4AZ.
Eddie, dude, you have a good day, and thanks for everything you and your wife are doing. And tell Vicky to keep that little handheld with her. KO4HK.
Have a good one. KN4TFW.
Good morning, Patrick. Good morning, Ken. KK4POT. How are you guys doing?
Hey, stranger, haven't heard you on here in quite a while. Hope you've been doing okay.
Hey, good morning. Good to hear you. KN4TFW.
Morning, guys. Yep, just been running around. Got a kind of a crazy work schedule and stuff, so I'm just kind of all over the place as far as when I'm on the road. So I knew I was going to be up a little bit earlier this morning, so I wanted to make sure I tried to hit you guys. I'm glad you're out there this morning. You guys doing all right?
Up here, still don't have power, but I've got backup generator running the house, so I'm not doing bad. I'm running a couple hours in the morning, a couple hours in the evening, and it does everything I need it to do.
Here, just motoring into work, KN4TFW.
Roger that. Well, I'm glad you're doing all right up there, Patrick. How's the property doing? You got any major damages or anything?
No damages here at my QTH. I haven't been to my property to see what happened up there with that creek running through it. There's no telling. So maybe we'll try to do that sometime later this weekend. But as of right now, it's not in a necessity.
Roger that. Well, man, that's I'm glad to hear that. That's excellent news, though. We're doing good down here. We didn't sustain any major damages or anything, and had our generator and supplies and equipment and everything, and had it all up and running in no time. So we didn't skip a beat, and allowed us to be able to help a few other people out. So that was good.
Good to hear that. I didn't know how to get in touch with you, but I did make contact with Mike, not directly, but did make contact with him.
He took a few trees down on the property, some pretty close to the house, but thankfully no major damages up there. Took out some fence and gates and that kind of stuff, but he's already back up and operational on all that, so. Yeah, we were thankful that it was just what it was for us, but I know that wasn't the case for everybody.
All week working with a local ministry, doing volunteering with them, running the ham radio operation, and I've been wide open from the time I walk through the door to the time I leave. So I ain't had time to figure out what's going on other than what the basic stuff.
I've had the radio running when I'm in the car all the time. I've heard you out there helping out on the repeater and stuff. I didn't want to jump in because you guys just running 100 miles an hour. So I know everybody appreciates that.
actually never expected it to get into this. I just sat down at the radio Friday morning and was doing a normal thing just like we're doing this morning, and then started helping other people and get information, and here we are today.
That's great. Come on in here, Ken. Don't let me run you out.
Hey, office. It's good to hear you this morning.
I'm going.
Good. Low stress. They treat me good out here. I mean, the company shipped in 25 generators to loan out to people that didn't have power, and they opened up our locker room for showers and everything, so they've been doing pretty good here, so I can't complain at all.
Great. Yeah. I love to hear stories like that.
Still working with Mike and him?
Negative. I actually left there first part of this year, about the end of February or so. A buddy of mine that I grew up with, we went to middle school, high school, college together. We took business classes and stuff together in college and whatnot. And anyway, he's got a company that he started, and they're growing really well, and he needed some help. So kind of been talking over the past couple years, just on and off. And this year, things kind of just... made it happen, so I'm over helping his company out now. So I hated to leave over there, but I felt like they were in a pretty good spot, and for me to be able to go ahead and move on, and so kind of just starting a new journey in life. But I am thoroughly enjoying it. I mean, I'm having a blast over here at this new place.
Well, I mean, not that you left Mike, but it's good to hear you're enjoying it and doing what you want to do.
And I'm still able to help them out, you know, because I helped them get onto a new software and all that kind of stuff. We probably had it for about a year or so before I left over there. So I'm still able to help them out and kind of keep them on course and everything. So it's been good. And I hate that I don't get to see Mike every day, but we talk on the phone pretty much every day anyway. So we still get to catch up and then see each other on the weekends and stuff. So it's still good.
Well, that's good to hear. It's really good to hear you on the radio this morning.
After that, I've been missing catching up with you guys, so I knew this morning was going to be a high probability to catch you, so I was excited. I do have, you mentioned trying to get in touch with me, I do have a packet station that I run 24/7 on 145050. I heard you guys talk about that yesterday, but I keep one up. It's on solar power and everything, so it pretty much runs indefinitely. If you ever need, I got a mailbox there. I'm completely spacing out, but anyway, it's a node that you can jump to another station on. Anyway, so you could do KK4POT-1 for the mailbox, or -7 to start hopping around. So if you ever need that, it stays up and running.
I need you, Peter, set up, I think, what you're trying to say, for a package. I can hit it. I don't know if I can or not, but I'll see if I can hit it. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I just rolled the gate, so I hate to tell you guys, but I'm on SAFE 3 and get my party started. And Tim, it's real good to hear you. And tell Mike and Shelly we said hey. And Patrick, keep up the good work, and hope you get power back soon. And we'll catch up with you guys later. I gotta work in the morning for half a day, so I'll be on the radio then. KN4TFW.
TW4FCM, standing by.
Good to talk to you this morning. Have a great day. KO4HKX. And we got you, Fred. Let us share 7-3 here.
Hey, Zed. Good to hear. And sorry, man, you talk about blast from the past, Ken. Sorry about that. I haven't heard Ed in a long time. I hope he's doing all right. But, yeah, good to hear you this morning, Ken. Have a good day at work. KK4POT.
If you're be around him, Ed, we'll clear out here and let Fred call his son. We'll catch back up. DM KO4HX. Go ahead and call your son. He had to step away. So what else you been up to? I seen you on JSA call a while back when I was on there. I could hit your station from mine up here on that.
I went through just kind of a little bad spot there. I didn't catch most of that. Go again.
I was up on JSA call. Oh, it's been several months ago, and I seen that you had your station up and running. But I didn't know if you could hear me.
So I don't recall ever seeing you on there, but I need to get that. I had actually turned it off because I figured it was going to be kind of a high probability my HF antenna was going to come down over this past weekend, and I didn't want that thing to try to start running with the antenna laying on the ground. So I need to get it back up and going now. I'll try to remember to turn that back on this afternoon, and then we can try see how that. See how that goes, but there's a few of us up here that I can get a good signal on. I've got my antenna's set up for NVIS anyway, so that's set up for localized stuff.
Yeah, I'm set up more for local stuff too, so don't worry about that. And it will probably be a while before I can get back on JSA call because I pulled my station down here at the house, my main HF stuff, and it's actually up at the church right now, sitting up there.
Roger that. That's good that it's going to get used for that.
Watching its legs out today, or this past week. It's got used more than it has in the last 3 or 4 years.
I hear that. What rig are you running on that?
1A.
That's a good rig.
After all this stuff settles and clears out, I'm gonna set the. I've got a 7100. I think I'm gonna set it up for a wind link gateway up here, just because there's nothing up here in this area at all. So I think that's what I'm gonna do with it.
The simplicity of the 7100. Of course, I've run 857s on most of my different setups, but they can be kind of a pain sometimes especially if you're setting up, taking down. But I like the plug and play of the 7100.
Yeah, 991A and my 857 up at the church set up there. That's my base station now for at the house or at the church. I mean, and, yeah, the 857, it's finicky when it comes to doing that kind of stuff. So I'm just using it for the 2 meter side of things in my 991A for all the HF and heavy lifting.
Roger that. I want to try one of those new, the new version of the DigiRig. I need to get my hands on one of those. It seems like that might solve some of the little finicky issues that I've had with the 857. You know, I keep going back to what's that thing called? Tigertronics makes it SignalLink. I like the controllability of that, but it's just most of my setups I keep in a portable fashion, and it's just big. I tried a DigiRig, and it really wasn't that user-friendly with the 857. It works great. I've got a little Zygu that I picked up, but it's one of those G90s, you know, just to play with, and that thing actually does fantastic. I saw that they had released that new DigiRig that I think may solve some of the issues I was running into.
I've seen that new DigiRig. It's just basically a little cable, and that's it. I'm wondering about it myself because I'm running the DigiRig with the 857 when I'm doing JSA call portable or anything like that. And I haven't had too much trouble out of it. It's worked pretty smooth, but like I said, I'm not doing a whole lot with it. I'm just doing JSA call or, WSTJ, whatever, too early this morning. So that kind of stuff with it, but so I haven't had a whole lot of trouble out of it.
Like a Windows machine connected to it, or are you running like a Raspberry Pi that your VNC into it, or what?
Gina, just an old Surface 3 laptop, tablet that I had.
Do that. Yeah, most of the stuff that I'm doing, I'm running on Raspberry Pis, and so I have the VNC into them, and just some of the, like, touchscreen controls and all that kind of stuff when I'm doing that just is a little bit annoying trying to make those fine-tune adjustments, like on the sound card levels and stuff. It's just a little annoying, you know, you just work through it and move on.
That's definitely something I need more practice at, so, and just open my eyes on that, and because I wasn't set up on WinLink, or I was, but not using it, so I forgot how to use it. It wasn't working, and one of the other guys out of South Carolina come up and got me back on WinLink during all this. So it's been showing weaknesses in your whole, you know, in your comms plan and everything here. So
contact.
Come on in here. You got Tim here. I can't remember your call, Tim.
Morning, Patrick, K-5WLL. I'm just heading into work this morning, checking on you, and I'll be off net for most of the day.
Pat Leroy, I appreciate everything you've done with the two trips up here the past 2 days. You don't know how much I appreciate that.
But I should get off work around 4 o'clock or so, and I'll check in with you then.
Be careful and have a good day at work.
Good day. Be safe up there, KA5WLL, clear.
73, KO4HK. Go ahead, Tim.
I'm actually rolling up myself, so I'm gonna say 73 to jump out of here and get this day rolling. So, man, it sure was good to catch up with you, Patrick. I appreciate everything you're doing. I know a lot of people are, and like you said, I think there's a lot of people that learned a lot this past week about just general preparedness. So if there's anything good that can come out of this thing, maybe we can all learn together and get a little bit better and be ready for the next one. So anyway, I'm gonna hop out and get this day rolling. 73 is to you. I hope you have a fantastic day. KK4 POT.
POT, was it?
Papa Oscar Tango.
I've forgotten your call sign there, but good to hear you this morning, Tim, and make sure to tell everybody we said hello, and need to get together again sometime. And don't be a stranger, KO4HK, standing by.
4EEE monitoring.
4EEE, I can't remember your name, but I know we spoke before, KO4HK. 4EEE, KO4HK.
KO4EEE, good morning. I'm mobile heading towards Greenville, just outside of Easley.
I believe you and I have spoke before. I think you're the one that works for the water department, are you not?
That's enough. It's wastewater, so there's water in the title.
I can't remember your name, but I did remember that much.
Jeff, that's Juliet Echo Foxtrot Foxtrot.
Morning, Jeff. How'd you weather the storm?
Bus drive on this Friday is a whole lot less stressful than it was last Friday, that's for sure.
Yeah, last Friday about this time the storm was rolling in and we were getting hammered.
Pedaling down 123 right in the middle of a hurricane. It's all I could do to stay between 40 and 45 miles an hour, hanging the far left lane, hoping I would hit tree branches and not a tree.
Well, Jeff, my breakfast is ready, and I am going to jump off here and eat it and spend some time with the wife. And good to hear you this morning. So you be careful the rest of your trip and come back often. channel 4 HK 73.
From what I'm receiving, it's few words far between and still kind of scratchy. I need to work on my mobile rig at some point, see if I can get things a little clearer.
W4FCM.
W4HKX, this is W4ATP.
W4HKX.
Just wanted to check in, see if you had any message traffic I needed to forward to South Carolina EMD.
Nothing for South Carolina at this time. Nothing new has come in. It seems to have kind of slowed down in that area and got back to normal.
All right, W4ATP. That's my impression as well. However, just checking in. I will make an attempt to check in via HT around between, say, 12 and 12:30 today, and then I'll do the same thing when I get back from work this afternoon about 5:30. W4ATP.
I will keep an ear out for you, and if anything comes in, I'll jot it down and have it ready to deliver to you.
W4ATP. I appreciate that and hope you have a good day given the circumstances. W4ATP.
Stay back at work. And Tom, thanks again for everything you've done to help out. KO4HKX. Standing by.